Yeah, so that car right there, right? That would have been around 91 would have been the manufacturer year on that car.
Sure.
That wasn't even available to
nerd. Legal.
that wasn't even legal to own.
Of all people to call nerd.
Literally.
My dude.
Literally. That's why I'm letting him have it.
Yeah, okay. I mean
I mean there's probably some guys that are dicks.
Well, yeah. We know some. Everybody knows someone who's a dick.
Okay, and welcome back to another episode of Anime Dickame.
Nope, that's not what we're called. Try it again.
Anime Shmanime.
Thank you. What's up, Mikey? You're Mikey Lee.
Yeah, I'm Mikey Lee, and your host.
Jordy
Hederwick. And then we got Senpai.
Jay.
That's
Beckett.
Me. Yeah. Jay Beckett.
Yeah, it feels good being back in the studio. We haven't done this in a minute.
It's been a minute.
I missed you both immensely.
I missed you too. We've been busy.
Yeah.
We missed you, Shweebs, too.
Yeah, we missed you, Shweebs.
We did.
Although, I mean, I guess you guys won't really know.
This won't feel like a break
for you.
You
didn't miss us.
Yeah. This won't feel like a break for you.
Because we plan it out well and we work hard for you.
We're working our fucking asses off, okay? So show some appreciation.
I'm not editing those out.
No, I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
It's good. They need to know that they need to appreciate us.
Yeah,
they need to be told.
It's good energy. I mean, we're firing on all cylinders.
What do you mean by that?
Womp womp.
But I'm just like an inline six.
Okay. What's that?
An F-16?
What's that?
What is it? FR?
In an AE-86?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in an A5 for
Panda,
sure.
Panda Torino.
Your guys' heads are spinning like a rotary engine in an FDRX7.
One of us really likes cars. Can you tell who it is?
Hey, pump the brakes, okay? I'll stop.
Okay. Gutter drift.
It's okay. You'll have plenty of opportunity.
I'm done.
Okay.
So if you haven't guessed by Jay's rambling or by the screen here that literally just says what it is, today we're covering Initial D.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again, guys, spoiler alert. We are going to spoil absolutely everything in
As
the first
always.
Stage. We didn't get past season one. Well, I mean, I watched all the seasons long ago, but
yeah,
I finally did a rewatch of this because I was like, all right, fine, fuck. Like, I don't watch.
For once in your life, you came prepared. Great. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, no, all the other like old ones like that I've seen like years ago, I don't.
You're well-versed.
No, I wouldn't say well-versed, but it's just like, you know what it is? Like rewatching this. It was weird because I had so much nostalgia for it.
Yeah.
And I almost wish I didn't do the rewatch.
Oh, okay.
Because
it changed it for you?
It changed it for me a little bit.
But what's funny is I also have nostalgia for this because it felt like watching my friends play video game for 12 hours straight. Which I did a lot as a kid, to be honest with you.
That's an interesting take. I wasn't expecting. But it really
did feel like that. Even the graphics, the plot, and the dialogue is that experience. Like people talking shit about the cars they pick or who's better at racing in the games. Like the whole experience I was getting our friends from when we were kids playing racing video games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like that meets Mortal Kombat because there's like a tiered tournament style vibe to the show. Where like there's the next more better racer he has to race and then beat, and the 8-6 can't win because some reason, and oh wait, maybe he could because this, and then he wins even though he usually shows up late or almost loses and then wins at the last minute. It really is like Monster of the Week through and through, but with cars.
Car of the Week, baby.
It was car of the week.
I could not wait for you to feel that vibe.
Strong.
I knew you were going to be cursing me into the fucking universe when you realized it was car of the week.
This was Jay's pick, by the way, guys.
I will say there's something about this show that kept it from being painful, though. I don't know what it was. I had ideas, but I can't put my finger on it. Maybe it's like the perpetual hype vibe, because the whole show is just hype all the way through.
Yeah.
And then also it could just be Itsuki, because he fucking kills me. Top to bottom.
Dude.
He made me laugh over and over and over and over again. Yeah, and there's still a lot to criticize, but the thing is with this show is like, in comparison to Beck, which we just watched, like the premise alone had me amped up. Mm-hmm. This show didn't really have a lot to offer me from opening the door. Like,
right,
I don't really care about cars.
I was anticipating all of this, dude. It's all coming into fruition. I'm like, this is literally like payback for Beck.
Man. Like, Beck was amazing.
I know. But you guys have that bias, whereas I have that with cars.
Yeah.
I've always been such a like secret car fucking neat nerd. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you
most
told
people
us that,
who know
yeah.
that, like, who know me, probably don't know like how into fucking cars I am.
Yeah.
And like, this is just like,
well, this is a show for you. And in Beck, many times it came up that like, this is probably not a show for non-band, non-music folks. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
this is,
to me, I felt it was like very engaging and well-written. You disagreed. But like, again, if you're not a band guy, you could probably like give or take that show. And same mm-hmm. with this for cars.
100%.
Yeah. That being said, like when I was a kid, this kind of shit used to go down at Markham Bypass in Markham.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And so, like, there was a little bit of a connection for me in my life because some of my friends did go down there and dabble, I guess, or, stand on the sidelines while other people raced.
Or everybody knows street racing a little bit, dude. Yeah. Everybody's seen Fast and Furious.
That's what I said. Every town has their Mount Nakina.
Yes. Well, this is the original Tokyo Drift. This is the original Tokyo Drift.
Okay, yeah.
And like this
anime actually helped popularize like drifting as a thing.
Yeah.
Just in the driving culture, period. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is hugely influential in that way. And and the other cool thing is that all of these locations that are featured in the show are real locations.
Are they really?
You can go and visit. Mm-hmm.
Can you race them?
Well, people do, man. People do. That's why
at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
You drive up to that fucking water tower where they meet at the top of that fucking mountain pass.
Yeah,
and there are fucking people will go up there with their cars, man, and they will do car meetups up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how many people have died trying to drift on their way down that mountain? Do you think?
I don't know, man.
There's got to be a statistic somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember like you were saying in Markham because. I was by 16th and Woodbine, anybody who lived in Markham or knows that area in Canada, Ontario.
Yeah. you had a good street for it, too.
Yeah, we had a quarter mile straight.
And it was a straight shot. No stop signs? There was a stop sign.
No, there were stoplights, and there was two stoplights, but it was a perfect quarter mile.
Yeah.
And it was like, I would go, and I lived right on that street, so I would go and just sit on my front deck and like watch these cars go nuts.
Oh, you're talking about Woodbine.
Yeah, Woodbine.
Oh, I was talking the street behind you, Markland, that has that like now everyone knows where you used to live.
Yeah, where I used to live. Yeah.
Don't go there. Some random family will see you.
Yeah. I'm not there anymore. I'm actually very far away from that now.
Or maybe not too far.
You'll have to go there and find out.
Yeah. just go there and take a picture of yourself there and then send it to us.
No one's doing that.
No.
But if you want to run a good quarter mile.
No one's doing that.
I guess that's my general thoughts. Let's get some background. Do you have more to say?
No, I'm surprised you didn't give me any like witty like description of the...
It's like video games meets Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
Okay.
Mortal Kombat is a video game.
Yeah. Wait, this came out in what?
1998.
Sure. Yeah, what was the top racing game at the time? Was it like Need for Speed?
Need for Speed was probably a big one.
Cruising USA.
On the arcades, for sure.
But you got to think in Japan, right? Like, you know, and that's the interesting thing is that a lot of these cars, like they feed into this culture within the whole car culture, which is people that are passionate about Japanese cars in particular, JDM cars, cars that were made for the Japanese domestic market only, that you could not get in North America.
Yeah.
Okay. So for example, Nakazato eyebrows in the black car.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The one that didn't drift.
Yeah. So that car right there, right? That would have been around 91 would have been the manufacturer year on that car.
Sure.
That wasn't even available to
nerd. Legal.
that wasn't even legal to own.
Of all people to call nerd,
literally,
my dude.
Literally, that's why I'm letting him have it.
Yeah. Okay.
So say it was 91. That car wouldn't even be legal to own in America
until
25 years later. Okay. You can't even import that car.
Okay.
Oh wow.
So there's a mystique to a lot of these cars. That you couldn't get them in North America. So like it just kind of fuels this like I don't know, this magic.
Yeah, this mysticism. Yeah, this kind
about,
of like,
about these sure. vehicles, right?
And fucking senpai dropping knowledge bombs, yeah. man.
Instead of a history on the show segment, we're going to get a history on each car one by
literally
one.
Literally name each car, dude. I'll fucking go in, dude.
I couldn't, to be honest with you, except 8.6 and 8.5.
Well, 8.6 was a Toyota, and that they didn't say that in the show.
It's technically a Corolla.
Yeah. Okay?
What
it's,
the fuck?
It's a Toyota Corolla, but it happened to get released with this, like, oddly, like, really good race spec that year in Japan.
Weird.
And then it got actually driven and drifted by this professional race car driver who ended up making kind of like this underground mixtape of drifting, where it was actually him on the hills in Japan on the Touge, like that's the term they use for the windy mountain roads.
Okay, yeah.
And he was just ripping in this fucking thing. And, and it's such a sleeper.
Was that before the show?
Yeah, this was this was when the car actually first came out in like late 80s. Okay.
So the show is probably based on that.
He was a huge consultant on the creation of the
Interesting.
Show.
Interesting.
He was hugely involved in the creation of the show.
Okay.
This is the most in-depth
Takumi's father is kind of a loose representation.
It's based on him, maybe. Okay, cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that car was legendary before the anime even came out, and then the anime knew that. It was legendary, like it was infamous.
Yeah, sure.
And then this anime took it to like a legendary status after that. And now you can go to car meetups that are just 86s only.
Wow.
And like 90% of them are the fucking black and white panda color.
Yeah,
with
of course.
With the tofu shop decal on the side. You know?
Like, yeah, yeah.
But how cool would that be to own, you know what I mean? To cruise around.
For you.
Have a little cup of water. Yeah. You got to roll the water. And actually in Japan at the base of the mountain where this is actually all based around Akina.
Yeah.
There is an actual like rental car place that is like all themed after this. And
they
rent out cars that are painted like the cars, and you can go there, rent it, and they'll take you out on the hills.
That's pretty cool.
They have a professional drift racer. And she goes out with you.
Yeah.
And so she'll take you out driving first, and then you'll swap seats, and then you can actually give it a shot and try and, you're not full blown drifting like they do in the races, but you're giving it.
Oh wait, is it what's her name from the other mountain that they go? What's her name?
Mako.
Mako. Yeah.
Mako.
That's actually my favorite arc in this whole season.
We'll get to that one.
I can't wait, dude. I can't wait. There's some interesting shit to get to with that.
Okay. Do you have history on the show, or are you gonna just leave it at history in the cars? Because I'm cool either way.
I have a thing.
Give us a background.
Yeah.
All right.
Get it all out.
So it's a Japanese street racing manga and anime.
Cars on the brain.
Manga and anime series produced by OB Planning and Prime Direction that began airing on Fuji TV in Japan on April 18th, 1998. The initial series ran for 26 weekly episodes, with the finale airing on December 5th, 1998. The story focuses on the world of illegal Japanese street racing, where all the action is concentrated on the mountain passes, and with drifting racing style emphasized in particular. Professional race car driver and pioneer of drifting, Keiichi Tsuchiya, helped with editorial supervision. The story is centered on the prefecture of Gunma, more specifically on several mountains in the Kanto region and in their surrounding cities and towns. Although some of the names of the locations the characters race in have been fictionalized, all of the locations in the series are based on actual locations in Japan. So you can go see them. They like have them. The manhole covers are painted.
Wow.
Like with the cars and stuff.
Cool.
It's fucking crazy, man. So yeah, Takumi.
Road trip.
Takumi. Dude,
not
don't
during
even
COVID.
Start, dude. Takumi Fujiwara is an 18-year-old high school student uninterested in most things while delivering tofu every day to a hotel in Akina. Along with his best friend, Itsuki Takuchi, they both work part-time at a gas station. One day while delivering tofu, Takumi begins to become a racer himself just as he passes Keisuke Takahashi and his Mazda RX-7 in an impromptu race. This attracts the attention of the Akagi Red Sons, who seek to defeat the ghost of Akina. Takumi's victory against Keisuke Takahashi in a rematch attracts other teams who seek to challenge him, such as the Miyogi Night Kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little breakdown of that first season.
And yeah.
Yeah, man.
Cool. Thanks for that.
Yeah, dude. Let's dig in.
Okay, cool. We'll start up top with the world like we always do, but again, it's just Japan.
Yes.
And yeah. I'll say this, I think, is the plainest Japan we've seen yet.
Yeah,
this like, is. It's literally just mountain passes and a gas station and a school once or twice, and that's all you see the whole show, yeah. Right?
Parasite was similarly
Yeah,
plain.
Parasite had a lot of locations, though.
But this the
had
other like, thing, the same.
Yeah, but the other thing, sure. though, is...
Beck. Same.
Beck had a lot of more places, too. Towns and scenery, the festival at the end. This literally was just roads, gas station, school. Mm-hmm.
So I think this, with this anime being from the 90s, right? Yeah. Low budget. Right, it was one also yeah. one of the first ones that had integrated CGI into the anime.
Yeah, which right. actually will segue us nicely into our art conversation. So it did have that old school animation, that yeah. low budget hand drawn, and then the CGI animation. I'll be honest with you, was like kind of wonky for me, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's pretty bad. It's so janky. It's jarring. It doesn't nest nicely yeah. in the other yeah. art.
Okay,
right?
So let yeah. me go They're off for a floating. Second here.
Yeah.
This is where I wish like all the other episodes that we've done so far, where I yeah. didn't watch the anime. Coming back into
because yeah. yeah. it just doesn't hold up.
You just stayed in La La Land.
Yeah. yeah, like where I like all the other ones, I'm just full of nostalgia for, and yeah. like it's great, and I'm all happy. And then I go back, and it like the pacing's not as like the pacing wasn't too bad.
Yeah,
but it was just like, oh. This is not nearly as vibrant as I remember it being.
No, it's very gray and yeah. plain looking. And again, dull. The CG... Dull. And the CG just didn't quite land for me.
Yeah.
I know what they were trying to do. They were trying to like bring the cars a little bit more mm-hmm. into the realm of reality versus the animation, which is clearly cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
But like the CG was so far from like even the Uncanny Valley at the time. Like you weren't even mm-hmm. close to looking real. It just looked like a different, weirder cartoon.
Yeah. Well, yes. And this is the thing, right? Like where I would say, like if I didn't watch this coming again, doing the rewatch for this episode,
yeah.
I would have been just like, oh yeah, fucking watch it. It's the best thing. yeah. But no, I'm all like, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
How do I defend this?
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to because yeah. I'm coming at you, bro.
Don't worry. Yeah. I got this one, guys.
Yeah, Jay's going to Jay's crawling.
Yeah. So, like, the other thing, yeah. the character design is unique. Like, the faces are strangely shaped yes. compared to yeah. any other anime.
That's right? also old school style. That's also particular to this manga artist.
Yeah, because I've never seen yeah. anything like that before. They're usually, like, much more, like, down a lane that's more mm-hmm. similar, and this was felt like a different lane of style of drawing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because like you said, it's representative of that mangaka, that yeah. particular artist. You know, this yeah. is taken right from somebody's, like the guy who wrote it also drew it.
Sure,
you know, mm-hmm. so
yeah,
and they kept it very true to his style. Now, what I will say is that the second season, there is a massive, massive upgrade.
Okay.
To the yeah. visual styling
sure.
of this show.
I should huge, hope so.
The character yeah, design.
There's also a lot of other questions that you probably had during this first season
that yeah. will get answered.
That will get answered okay. later.
We'll see.
But
I don't have a lot of questions, to be honest with you. Like, it yeah. pretty much was there for you. Like, it was there for you, right?
Sure.
Yeah. The last thing I'll talk about art is, like, much like in Beck again, where they had, like, scenes of the guitar playing, where they were, like, actually playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
In this, there were scenes of driving that I assume like were accurate of the way you would drive, the way the feet were moving on the pedals,
yep.
and mm-hmm. like the shifting in the gear. I don't know because like mm-hmm. I just drive my car to work and around.
Yeah,
but like was they, that true? Is
yeah,
it like
they yeah. definitely put an emphasis on the okay. realisticness of the driving. That's why they had Tsuchiya like on hand to sure. kind of look at that. And if you do watch any actual video of guys drifting mm-hmm. and like
it's similar,
their
it's
very feet similar. Are yeah. like cool. It's yeah. you know, it's not like Fast and Furious where Vin Diesel is driving in a straight line
and you're just looking at his face going.
And he's just he shifts 25 times.
Yeah,
he's driving like a 5-speed car.
Yeah,
you know, I swear there's one movie where he's driving an automatic, and he's still fucking ba-bam, ba-bam, yeah. like every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
This is a lot more yeah. like yeah. realistic to
cool.
what it is.
Well, I Wait. Assumed that and appreciated it based on my assumptions. Yeah. So I'm nice. Glad yeah. it landed.
I can yeah. confirm.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I wanted to regress here for a second. Sure. How did you find? Because I know how you found it because we made you watch it. but Jay, how did you find this anime? Like what was your introduction to it? How did you like stumble upon it?
Cars, really. It's just like car culture stuff, you know, like just mm-hmm. being into cars and obviously being particularly into like Japanese cars mm-hmm. and the import scene. Like you always see these cars, you see it on message boards, people are talking about it, they've mm-hmm. got, you know, profile pictures that are certain yeah. anime characters, and being into anime as well, eventually you just look for anime based on other thing I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then the things are just connected. But
there's always something.
And then I realized how big this was. Like, that this is actually like a really beloved series, and it's had tons of renditions over the years. There's been live action. There's been, you know, and like I said, now these communities are basically built around the tourism that the show provides.
Isn't that interesting that there's like, just much like the like raunchy Rule 34 in porn, there's like an anime version of that where like whatever you're into, there's an anime of it. We've covered Cars for you. We've got band stuff for us. And like, there's even an anime for people who like to dress up as maids. Right?
There's a lot of that. There's
more
a lot of that.
Specifically, if you like to dress up as maids and your favorite thing in the world is dragons.
There's an anime for you.
We get real specific.
Yeah, you know? Anime doesn't fuck around.
I'm glad you know that.
And I'm sure it'll get gross when you force a hentai on me too, and there'll be some other.
Wait until the hentai episode, guys.
Well, one other thing I want to say about the art is that I definitely agree with the CGI cars definitely being something that takes you out of it.
Yeah.
It was trying to kind of be groundbreaking. There wasn't really precedent for anything like that before.
Okay.
So
like the blending of the two styles.
Yeah. Or nobody tried that with CGI integration into anime. Like it just wasn't a common thing, let alone with like, you know, CGI models of actual vehicles that exist in real life that people are familiar with and love and adore and are looking for accuracy on.
Sure. Full disclosure, you did tell me that before we watched the show. So again, don't know anything about cars, but knowing that these were real cars was something I could appreciate the effort of.
And I will say,
execution of is a different story.
Well, I will say,
Janie's to come sit here.
There are shots and there are scenes that are hand-drawn versions of the cars.
Okay. I feel like I maybe caught one or two.
They're there. They're sporadic. I know that they're there because I take like screenshots of this anime. Like it's like it's because when they actually take the time to draw out these cars by hand, they're gorgeous.
Interesting.
And they're beautifully rendered, and I really wish
they had just done that
the whole way. And it would have been so much fucking work.
Yeah.
But I think it would have been so worth it, and it would have gone a long way.
Yeah. It would have gone a long way.
But now it's unfortunately, as legendary as this is, there's always going to be, like Mikey said, that shadow of the fact that this has not aged well.
It didn't land.
It's not aged
well. If you haven't seen it, guys, you definitely should watch it still. I think it's still worth a watch.
For the culture.
Like understanding history of the anime and how big of an impact it has.
Hate cars. Like Jordy doesn't like cars, but I feel like he doesn't hate cars.
Yeah. No, I don't hate them.
Right.
But I just don't really care that much for them.
Yeah.
Then you're probably going to hate this.
Yeah, because there's really nothing else for you in this show.
It's just a lot of that.
But I also, okay, so for me, the reason why I used to love this show so much is because when I found it, in the 90s is like, you know, there wasn't like the internet to watch things on. Everything wasn't readily consumable.
Sure.
So the way that I found it was actually I was at my cousin's place and he and I weren't really close and he wasn't even there. And I just started rummaging through his room.
Oh, classic.
Right. And be like,
what else did you find?
No, actually I found a lot of cool stuff.
What?
Gundam manga like that. Other animes, but he had the DVD set of this.
Okay.
And like, I didn't know what Initial D was. And then I popped this in and I'm like, oh, this is fucking sick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that Eurobeat starts playing. You're just like, oh man,
let's wait until we get to the fucking music.
While we're there, we can talk about the music right now.
Yeah. We might as well.
That's where we are. The first thing is the opening theme could be a Beck tune.
Yeah.
Right?
No. Right away. I don't want to talk about the OP theme. I want to talk about the
Eurobeat remixes of 80s already dance music.
Yeah. Didn't the first half of the first season at the end, the ending theme?
Yeah.
Wasn't that just like, Butterfly.
Oh, Crazy Town?
Crazy Town.
What made me laugh was it was a combo of animated cars and in real life music video actors. Yeah. I was like, what are you doing here? Like,
the real people come in and he's just like, what is that?
I had the same reaction, dude. It was so silly.
All fucking like painted in like flowers.
Like the prodigy or something. He was like acting all weird. Yeah,
dude, man, the 90s were crazy.
Yeah, Electric Circus, man. That's what we watched.
We all lived through it.
Yeah. We did. Yeah. The only other note I have on the music is that there's like a romance theme that was like super slow and draggy and lame.
Yeah.
And as we'll get into later, so was the romance. But like,
The romance is an interesting thing, but we'll get back into that.
Okay.
I want to talk about the cars for a second.
Again?
Because, no. Just
I guess that's all there is to talk about.
Well, yeah, the whole show is about the cars.
Hey. Yeah. Some of us want to talk about the cars.
Exactly. Because here's the best thing.
Okay, you guys go ahead.
Because here's the best thing about cars is that if you get in your car and you go on your phone... and you go to...
He wants to actually talk about cars, though.
I kind of feel betrayed right now.
Finish your joke, though. Finish your thing.
Well, you guys know what I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, but you have to do it now. Yeah.
Like and subscribe, motherfuckers.
Like, subscribe, rate.
Can I just make one other comment, though? Like, don't actually do that while you're driving.
Yeah, don't do it while you're driving. I'm kidding. Why do you have to make it all serious?
Because at the very beginning of this show, there's a disclaimer. And it tells you not to drive like this, which also made me laugh. Because, like, no show about guns has a disclaimer. Why does the show about cars have to have a disclaimer?
Because the likelihood of accessing a car is much higher than a
gun. I guess that's true, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And like I said, how many people actually died on the real-life Mountain Kena trying to be one of these fucks?
Actually, that's a good question.
Japan's got a crazy history with street racing. There's like even to this day really notorious stretches of like highway there that are like heavily patrolled by police because the culture there is still so strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you go out on any given night in Japan, man, and you might see a group of five or six guys rocking cars with the Red Suns logos over the back fender.
That's so funny.
You know what I mean? Just like out living that life.
Just delivering tofu.
Maybe delivering other white stuff, but.
Whoa.
Just saying, particularly a white and black car.
Just saying
he's talking about drugs.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, just saying street racing and drugs very, very late.
Yeah. And that's another thing. We're getting ahead of my notes, but like, where were the cops? In this show. No cops. Anywhere. Where's the seediness?
It's street racing.
Are you saying you missed cops? You like cops?
I just missed any sort of element that was exciting other than cars going downhill fast.
So my issue more than the cops is just how casual... what's the fucking main character's name again?
Takumi.
How his dad... was just so casually okay with him, like, street racing. Sure.
Well, his dad's a legendary racer.
Which I get.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at some point, you got to be like, I did it, and I get why you want to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm your dad.
Well, I'm going to actually go on Jay's side here because, in my opinion, like, he could see the talent in his kid. Mm. And he knew his kid was as good as him. And he's like, if he's as good as me, he's fine.
And spoiler alert, okay? So...
Well, the whole fucking show's a spoiler.
Spoiler alert for us because he's telling me something I don't know. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but
I'm fine because I'm done with the show.
Right. So you know how by the end of the first season he's undefeated. Still.
Yeah,
he still hasn't lost. Yeah. Right. About halfway through season two,
he loses one to his dad.
No, he loses one, but that's like probably the first time like his dad knows something's up that night. Just kind of gets a fucking feeling.
His dad knows everything. He always knows. Yeah.
You know, he goes out for a cigarette,
which is why I think he's not worried. He knows.
Yeah.
And he does show up and he kind of comes through for Takumi. Cause basically real quick, fucking Takumi's the car breaks down. The 86 fucking breaks because it's just old and it's been fucking running for so long.
And his dad keeps fucking with it without telling him.
But then his dad shows up and gets him off the mountain pass in like a tow truck and like gets him home safe and all that. And it's like he comes through and it's the first time he shows like concern and care for like his kid other than just like he's a good racer. He'll be fine. That whole mentality.
Totally, yeah.
Actually, when they switch out the engine in that season, too, and then he's just like, well, this is a monster.
That's what happens. Yeah. That's what happens.
I think I watched the wrong season.
No, you watched the first one.
I think you're understanding that sometimes shows get better over time.
I guess so, yeah. I guess so. The problem is like, I'm not going to give them the time it takes anymore. You know what I mean?
That's too bad.
So, because there are some shows that don't need that much time, that just are good right off the bat, and that's what I'm here for.
For sure, man.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's get into the fucking characters here.
Okay. So there's a classic trope right off the top. There's like your main dude, his pervy friend, and a popular girl trope.
Yeah.
Like that seems to be a trifecta of first
characters.
Not
to mention he's like kind of like Takumi's like the reluctant hero.
Yeah, he's like man, why is he so disinterested in everything?
Well, because
the deal with that character trait, man?
It is
very peculiar.
It doesn't lend itself to quality character development. Because how does it?
No, like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying not to talk over people.
It's okay. Okay. Go ahead.
But
you go. No, it's your turn.
Don't tell me when it's my turn.
We don't want to talk over
people. Okay, I'm sorry. I love you.
Okay.
So now. I think... Keep interrupting me. So they even explain why he is the way he is, right?
Why, though? I missed that. I didn't get it.
Because he's like, he's doing runs for his dad for the tofu shop all sure. the time.
Yeah.
And so when he's driving, he doesn't associate joy yeah. with driving because he associates that with working for his dad. So he just did random shit and drift and stuff just to make it slightly more enjoyable. But he never thought of it as racing.
But like, why is he's disinterested in everything. Constantly. I mean, there isn't much that given to you for him to be like. He doesn't have much girls. In the show, but even that he's like kind of like about.
But maybe yeah. that's a symptom of somebody who's been kind of overworked by their dad for a
probably
long time.
And like probably that's... it just was strange. And again, like
also having a character like that, you have so much room for growth.
Yeah, it's just a shame they didn't give it to him.
Yet? Yeah, because you haven't seen stage so two. Much.
Fair, but I'll always say, like, in a good show, mm-hmm. you got to give me that growth sooner than season two. You got to give me something to make me want to watch season two.
Yes, because you're not used to serialized anime.
Okay. I think it's unfortunate because, I mean, this story is, like, ongoing and running in a manga.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They're not chopping it up necessarily into a runtime for 26 episodes that fits nicely into a TV season.
You know okay, what I mean? I understand that.
Who knows how far it's going to get into the actual story by the end of the first season. They get as much in as they can.
Yeah.
They make it as watchable as possible.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate side effect of that is that sometimes first season's you have a rough slow. First season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a bummer, man. It's a real big bummer.
You got to hope that something else catches you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes you want to come back or something
else.
Yeah,
make you play the fucking
enough.
Initial D video arcade game because that was sick.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's also a big reason why I love this show because going to the arcade and playing that game.
I probably watched my friends play it.
Probably.
Growing up, to be honest with you. Yeah. Okay, let's get back to Takumi because there's a lot to talk about this guy. Okay. Like, for example, the why and the how he got good at racing. Mm-hmm. You say he just was bored doing deliveries and so he started doing things to make it more fun.
Well, also the cup of water that he had
make it more fun and efficient as well.
Yeah.
But also, his goal was to get the tofu to its delivered place without it being broken.
So
he had to drive incredibly fast.
Why did he have to drive so fast though?
Because he has to make deliveries, dude. Okay, he's making multiple deliveries, right?
Again, like
but also he doesn't want to be out there all day.
If your business
he's
model
got other stuff.
Yeah. If your business model requires you to drive that fast to get the tofu delivered on time, then you have a failing business.
It doesn't.
Why did he do it?
Because he doesn't want to be wasting his time driving.
But he does it in the morning
places.
And then he goes to school. So it's like it's time
so he could be sleeping.
I get but he's not already.
Because he's delivering.
Man, this
stuff.
Is getting like really heated again, eh?
No. Yeah, just because you're not the one yelling doesn't mean we're heated.
Yeah, I just didn't buy it to be honest with you. Like,
I don't buy that at all, dude. That's not a flawed concept.
To me, it was because
he's doing this because his dad tells him to. He doesn't want to be doing it, so he wants to make it as fast and as fun as possible.
Yeah, except
who wouldn't?
Except
right?
Even when he's like super amazing at it, he still says it's not really fun for me. So like, why did you keep doing that if it was never actually fun for you?
He had to.
There's a disconnect between him saying I did that because I was making it more fun, and it's never really fun. So like, why did you ever do that and keep doing it?
Because his dad told him to.
His dad didn't tell him to drift.
No, but like...
Right? He did that on his own to make it more fun,
it makes him faster.
I guess so. I just... In no world does tofu delivery require, like, drifting in street racing. That's not a real life concept. And so it was, like, not viable for me.
Oh, man.
Sorry, man.
I honestly find it one of the most, like, interesting and kind of ingenious twist to this show is that he got really, really good because he had to not break the tofu in the car.
Yeah, but he could have just not driven as fast to do that.
And then he would have wasted more of his time driving around doing something he doesn't want to do. I don't understand how you don't get that.
I guess so. I guess, dude. I understand the concept of why. I understand. Yeah. I understand how they wrote it. I just don't find it believable. Sorry, buddy.
I don't know what's so unbelievable about that.
I don't know.
All right.
We'll agree to disagree on that one.
18-year-old wants to finish his chores faster.
Yeah.
Moving on.
But again, yes.
Okay. I think it's a fantastic point of the movie.
But like once he gets good and realizes he's good at it and starts going super fast. Sorry, Mikey. I know you have enough of this. Like at that point, you start to realize you're good and you start to realize the skill you have and it's got to become fun or like be a thing you're proud of or something. It just never phases him. He just does it. Mm-hmm. And he's amazing at it. And even when his friends... all his friends are into that scene and I love that shit and he's amazing and they all can't believe how amazing he is, he still doesn't give a shit, which is so unbelievable.
He does though, dude, because at the very beginning he's only doing the races because other people are telling him to.
Yeah.
By the very end he does want to do the race.
He thinks he might want to do the race.
Right.
By the end he's like, maybe this is kind of fun, but it took like,
if you watch like two more episodes of this show past season one, then he's like
fucking into it.
You start to realize that this is going to be an ongoing thing where he becomes more and more and more invested in it.
Yeah.
And if you invest the time, the show rewards you for that.
Okay. I guess, yeah. I just feel like the show needs to give me a reason to invest the time sooner. And I know you say this is an ongoing manga, it's an adaptation, and so it's not written for that. But in my opinion, that's a failing of a TV show. You know what I mean? Like, yes, okay, you adapted
a manga. Season of a TV show.
Understandable, but if you want to retain viewership,
which they did very well.
Which they did, of course, because there's anime fans, and I'm not one. So I'm comparing this to non-anime shows.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Okay.
I backed him down.
You did, yes, of course. But, like, I have my perspective, right?
Listen, you're not going to break my tofu.
Your tofu can be whatever it's going to be. I know you're not even eating tofu. Right? Am I right? Yeah. Okay, so, like, one more thing about Attack of Me is the deep level of disinterest makes it kind of janky. Like, here's how I would have written it, okay? Instead of being disinterested, he's, like, maybe a shy new kid in the scene, right? And he slowly grows more passionate, intense, and confident with each race. And that would make more sense and be relatable for his character as opposed to, like, being just disinterested. You know what I mean? Like, make him a shy loner who's slowly becoming accepted as opposed to just like, I don't really care. Yep. Wait, I found a thing I like. You know what I mean? That makes it more believable to me.
I hear what you're saying, though, but I think you're jaded because...
I am jaded as fuck, dude.
Yeah, because...
About this show, yeah.
Well, not only this show, but you have experienced... like current anime and you've seen this trope over and over and over again, but at the time, like, this trope was still relatively new.
I'm just talking about relatability of character. And so if you have a shy kid who has social anxiety and he's slowly becoming accepted in a team and that's his motivation for getting like more interested and liking the racing, that makes more sense.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but here's the thing. At the time, when you're a 14-year-old kid watching this and you're looking at street racing, it's a fucking power fantasy. It's a street racing.
You and your fucking power fantasies.
Dude, these are all power fantasies.
You're right. I hear you.
Like,
yeah, I hear
like,
you
don't want to be that shy kid. Right? That's why people like watching OP characters.
I just have never liked OP characters. I don't know if that's me, like my problem, but like there's got to be other people out there who have that opinion like me.
Oh, absolutely. I hate, like, for example, Isekai is one of the most overly saturated anime genres out there. Sure. I still watch it and I generally hate OP characters that come out right out of the gate with no, like, I earned fucking power.
Me too.
Right? Like they didn't earn it. They was just given it to them. But like, but it's the same idea.
But he
same
could have
idea.
Earned it is what I'm saying. They could have written it in a way where it's like, made
so,
more
so
sense.
So you want to watch the motherfucker deliver tofu for a fall season?
No, I want to, no, that's not what I'm talking about, dude. That's not what I'm talking about. I want him to like earn his acceptance in the group in a way. Do you know what I mean? Like, again, shy kid. People start to realize he's good at racing.
Yeah.
The acceptance of the group partially comes from the car he's driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that kind of sucks too.
Why?
Because like what you're accepted in a group because you have a car that's also not yours, it's your dad's.
Is that not the most like,
but it has nothing to do with his personality. I guess so, but again, it doesn't it doesn't seem to impact him as a character. You know what I mean? Like, he never really feels the joining of the group. You know what I mean? That's not a part of this. Which seems like a more relatable story to me than a guy who starts to love racing. Anyways, I digress. I just had written a better version in my head for me, and I wanted to tell you guys. You disagree.
Wait. Jordy, hold my hand for a second. Okay, we're holding hands. Your hand. So, acceptance is everything.
Oh, is it?
Acceptance is everything.
Yeah.
Just repeat that after me.
I won't.
You're saying it so softly.
It's okay. Just acceptance is everything.
No.
Acceptance.
I'm good.
Motherfucker.
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. Okay. You want to hold hands still?
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of holding hands, let's talk about Mogi and the relationship arc. And I'll just come straight out with it that I found it to be completely substanceless. And her in general, she just has no personality.
So
she's a nothing character.
No. So the thing
she
about
loves him.
Yeah.
But why?
Here's the thing about Mogi. Is she is kind of bland as far as her character goes.
Yeah.
Like, and how she portrays herself.
Yeah.
But she's in a fucked up situation.
Explain how.
So you don't see it in the first season, but like, motherfucker.
Like, okay, no. Here's how did you perceive her relationship with her
dad?
Father? That was a weird one. What's the fuck? He's a perv. He's a perv.
So you think that's her actual dad?
I don't know.
So that's not her actual dad.
Okay.
So, you don't find that out until later.
Man, that's the kind of shit you have to give me in the first season, man. You have to.
That's the kind of reason you watch a second season, man.
If it was interesting, I would have. But it was not.
But you don't know until you watch it.
They present me with this bland scenario of a pervy dad once or twice.
Yeah.
They never go into it. They never explore it. And I'm expected to keep watching this bland show because
of something
that I don't expect is going to happen.
It's heavily in the first season.
How?
Okay, you didn't leave that first season wondering what the fuck was up with her relationship with her dad?
I did, but it didn't make me think anything different than he was just a perv and it was weird and like probably some like weird cultural thing I didn't understand, maybe.
You wrote that off where I was like, I want to find out what happens with that.
Yeah.
So
I kind of didn't, to be honest with you. Based on the way they presented it, it seemed like something I didn't want to see.
I wanted to see her get the hell out of it.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. She didn't even seem too upset about it, though, is the other thing.
Well, because she put herself in that situation, right?
Like
she,
for her.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's that one scene where, like, you know, they talk about having a summer job and they only make X amount of money. And then she talks to her dad and be like, oh, dad, you spend way more money than that on me, like, in a month.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
He's paying her so handsomely.
Yeah. Like, it's...
Yeah, it just didn't come across to me anything other than, like, her dad's rich and kind of pervy. That's all it gave me.
Right.
Yeah.
And that, I guess, raises some people's eyebrows and says, what?
Mm-hmm. It did that to me.
Right. Yeah, and then those people watch season two.
I did not have any interest based on that. This, of all the things to maybe watch season two, this was not one of the reasons I would have cared to watch season two.
Okay. It was one of the storylines that I wanted to see where it went.
Interesting.
I was very confused by it.
Weird. I felt, to me in general, her in general, didn't have much impact to the story. Like, again, their relationship was kind of bland. They didn't really give you even many scenes of it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, in the end, I thought maybe it would have an impact on his racing, but it didn't. She just, like, wasn't even part of that world. She, like, came to watch his last race, but it didn't make a difference.
No.
Like, nothing about her really made a difference to me.
You know what, though? It's again, with these kind of animes and it being so old school now, it's you get all of these, like, classic, like there has to be some sort of love story at
some point.
That's
how I felt about this,
right? Like it's and I get that, right? Like, so I get that too, like where you're kind of ticking all the check boxes, right?
Shows I want to watch. I don't want to watch shows that just check off boxes.
Well, watch this when you were fucking 14, man.
maybe it would have been better, but I'm not 14 and I'm responding to it now.
I just watch season two to watch how their relationship develops, because you know, she has an effect on Takumi, and like, you know, he does grow very attached to her. And I mean, when he finds out about the arrangement that she has going on.
Yeah. Eeks. Again, I just had no idea. Here's a way to put it. In the same way where I said, where you said, what, you just want to watch the guy deliver tofu for a whole season in order to get the backstory.
Yeah.
This whole season felt a little bit like backstory.
Well, yes, I mean? It is.
Like a first season?
No, but like a first season doesn't just give you backstory. It also introduces the ongoing plot, and this didn't give me any ongoing plot. It only gave me him beating a bunch of guys who
that's
are supposed to be better
true.
Than him.
But that's also the ongoing nicely, plot. Yeah.
What's that?
That's also the ongoing plot.
Yeah, probably. But again, he didn't even get a loss in the first, so I'm just like, okay, I know what the rest of the show is going to be about. They didn't give me any reason to believe it was going to be any different. Mm-hmm. In the love story, in the racing, in the characters, in anything.
I think you leave that first season having... not seeing him lose and wondering if he will, and you leave that first season not seeing the resolution of Mogi's like story and her thing with her dad. Those are two big motivating factors for me to want to keep watching.
We had a complete different approaches then, because to me, like, and maybe these are harsh words, but to me it felt like just like bland writing, and I'm like, you just didn't write a good show, and so I'm not going to watch the second season because there was nothing good about this show. I'm sorry, but like that's how I felt about it, man.
Yeah,
that's okay. They didn't give me any reason to expect any of those things to change, because he never lost a race. Why would I expect him to in season two? And their relationship never advanced. Why would I expect it to in season two? I expect them to keep making those decisions in writing.
Or you got a curious mind.
Yeah, again, I had ideas, like I said, about how I would have written it and how I would like it to turn out, but I'm not going to tune in because I don't expect it to.
Yeah, this is the hard part of watching some of these classics at our age now.
Yeah, we've come up, and also just watching like the first season as well, too.
Well, but the nice thing about that, though, is you have an ending to the first season, right? Like, it's you don't have this where it wraps up and it could just be a standalone season where a lot of these animes, like, you don't, they end and you don't know when you're going to get a second season, if they're going to release one. And so you're just stuck with.
Yeah. And I guess the ones based on mangas, especially, like, most people already know there's going to be more. If you hear based on a manga, you assume that there's much more to go.
As far as the manga is concerned, like, this season one doesn't, there's no season one. It just keeps going.
Of course. I just feel like, again, when they adapted it, they chose a strange place to end season one because, like I said, they didn't really give someone who isn't familiar with the manga any reason to expect season two to be any different. Mm-hmm. We don't have to talk about that anymore. It's fair the way enough. That I feel.
Yeah.
And I got to stand by it because it's the way that I felt all the way
through. Okay, let's
move
on to the next character.
The next character is Itsuki, and he's the best. I loved him. And that's out of character for me because usually those characters piss me off.
Well, because he was making me laugh like continuously. He's kind of like the best friend in Beck.
Yeah, but that guy pissed me off.
Why? It was the same character.
He annoyed me for some reason. This guy, maybe it's because this show needed Itsuki badly. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And also, like,
you don't even deserve him.
I don't need him that badly. Yeah. I don't know. He just kept making me laugh, dude. Every time he would lose his mind, it was like funny to me. Dude. And like maybe.
Because he also wants his like buddy to like be the best and he wants to be a part of it. Really. Yeah.
He is. His like street racers don't need girls scene in the hospital bed fucking killed me. Dude. He buys
an 85 by accident.
Yeah. That's so. And then, dude, and then they start making fun of him. And that was another one of the best scenes in the show when they start laughing. That killed me, dude. Also, let's be honest. That dude would fuck the 86.
Oh, yeah.
He would fuck that car.
That guy has a car fetish, for sure.
Yeah.
100%. He doesn't need women. He needs a car.
He's right. Street racers don't need cars because they'll fuck the tail. Don't need women. Because they'll fuck the tailpipe of the 86. He would for sure.
Guys, we're not kink shaming by any means.
This one, maybe.
Wow, man.
I don't know.
Wow. It's 2021. Yeah.
I don't have any other characters that I felt like needed to be talked about. Do you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like,
because I felt, again, all the other characters were just kind of carbon copies of each other. They're all just like racer dudes who are supposed to be the best, and then they lose.
All of them were dudes.
Okay, but okay, there was one woman who was that as well.
Well, there was technically, they were a partner, they were a team.
Okay, and as a team, they were still that same character.
And her love arc, Mako and
Ikatani, man. Yeah. Like, how are you going to overlook Ikatani? He's like,
he didn't do anything for me, man.
He's the leader of the crew, man.
But he didn't matter. It didn't make a difference in the show. It was a guy. He didn't even really get any races.
Like, yeah.
What?
He didn't really get any races. One at the beginning, and then he got an accident, and then he never raced again. Like, that was it for him.
But his
the impact that that had on that whole team, dude, on everybody, dude, like the way that bolstered the attitude and the mentality of the Red Suns to keep on.
Yeah, and I get it also as a mechanism for a plot. I understood it as a character. He didn't do much for me, but because it also brought Takumi into the team to race because he couldn't do the race. He had to get a replacement, and he asked the dad, and the dad's like, "No, I'll give you my kid instead."
Yeah,
that's how he got in.
Sneakily.
Yeah.
Also, Ikatani drives a Nissan S13, which is arguably one of the nicest cars in the whole show. So, like, he gets points just for that.
I really wish that I knew more about cars to enjoy this show so I could share it with you. I really, truly do.
Dude, probably top three cars in the whole show for me, Ikatani's car.
Really?
That light green car that he drives is fucking...
I don't remember it.
So you had nothing to say about him and his arc with
I have things to say about that arc, but I was gonna save that for plot. We can get it because as a character, whatever.
What about the Takahashi brothers?
I mean, again, just racers who are supposed to be the best and then they lose. Both of them. That's everybody in the show. Sorry, man, but that's all they gave me.
That's all you look for. But
I mean, that's unfair.
Is it?
I mean, maybe not. I don't know. There wasn't much substance to them because all anyone ever talked about is the race and who's going to win. So how am I supposed to get anything else out of their characters? That's all talked about.
It's a shared motivation for all of them, but they're all going about it entirely differently. They all have different mentalities when it comes to racing. They all have different levels of confidence that they're trying to manage. Dude, the Takahashi brothers are very different characters.
A little bit. I get what you're saying, that they have like
there's nuance to all of them, and yeah. And I think you're overlooking that. That's what I meant by you're not looking for it.
I guess so. I guess it was just hard to find when there wasn't, like, nothing came of the nuance, because in the end, they were just racers who were supposed to be the best and lost. Sorry for being a broken record, but yeah, okay, maybe there was nuance, but it didn't change anything in the show.
The nuance is the sprinklings of their character as it's going to unfold in the seasons to come. Like, season one gives you a like, and I agree, it may be a brief look,
yeah.
but you're getting a look at basically what the arc that these characters are going to undertake for the rest of the next three or four seasons.
Sure. See, and the thing to me is, like, because of that Mortal Kombat kind of tournament style writing that they chose for the show, to me, I kind of actually assumed that, like, we were going to move on to the next tier of people and that all those characters would maybe go away. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? That's kind of how it felt to me.
And some of them will, and then some, yeah. some of them do stick around in later yeah. seasons and are perpetual. Like, the Takahashi brothers are, like, you know, they're always going to be around, right? But
yeah.
new people come into the fold and yeah. new teams. And,
yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
So, listen, I agree. If you really left this season not having any interest in going on,
yeah.
it's not going to change. It's not going to be any different for you. But if you left this season yeah. hoping for just a little bit more, I promise you it exists.
Well, and that's the thing is that if I believe you because I trust you and I know you know what you're talking about. And if I had gotten some of that, I would have probably liked the show better.
You needed more of it.
I needed to know it was going to go somewhere when I stopped watching it.
Okay.
Like, let's say I watched that season.
I'm telling you now.
Yeah, fair enough. But, like, let's say I'm a kid and I'm not, right? Okay. And then maybe 14-year-old kids feel different. But let's say I'm a kid and I watched that first season and now I have to wait like half a year for the next season to start. I might not give that second season a shot because that first season was kind of didn't give me a reason to want to.
Well, what you'll probably do is go pick up the manga. Because that is beyond...
Some kids might have, and I might have. You're right. You're right.
I'm sure in Japan a lot of kids did.
You're right. You're right. I'm watching it as me.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
And this is what happened to me now.
Yes.
We can talk about plot. I'm all janked up about how to even approach this right now. But we can get into... where can we start, man? Fuck.
I love when you're all janky.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk. I mentioned at one point about like the talk about the racing. Because that's yeah. kind of like the whole show. Is about talking, right? Mm-hmm. And at first, yeah. it was
it's
like...
all posturing, dude. It's everybody yeah. just yeah. trying to like posture in front of the other and be like, yeah, I got the best car. Your car's a piece of
but
shit.
But not even that. It's also about like people knowing more about the cars, right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the talk is like, he's going to lose because this. And someone would be like, oh, but actually, that car has this and this and this feature
yeah.
and can do this. And so maybe he might be able to win. And so there was a bit of that posturing too, right?
And that's a conversation that'll happen at any racing event or any
probably
street race. You know yeah. what I mean? There's going to be guys talking shop. Like, yeah.
It did, much like the races, start to feel a little repetitive where sure. it was a pattern. It was like, yes. he can't win because this. Oh, but his car or his skill because this, mm-hmm. maybe he can. And everyone's like, what will happen? And then he wins.
Yeah.
Like, really, that's the whole conversation about
that was my one big issue with the rewatch was just like, oh, I forgot he wins every race in the first stage. And now doing the rewatch, I was like, I wish he lost one.
Yeah. Same. Me like, too. Big yeah. time, dude. Again, we talked about
the formula a little bit.
Yeah. I needed that would have made me maybe want to watch the next show because that would have had to have an impact on his character. Mm-hmm. Right. He would have had to have a like a knocking him down a peg moment and
it
have
does.
To come
it
back from
happen.
That. Yeah. I'm sure that it does.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
I'm sure that
it's
it
fucking
does.
Sick, dude. Yeah. It's super sick.
Oh, man. If I didn't have to watch so much anime for this show, I might sit down with you and watch the rest of it.
Yeah.
And maybe one day we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. It might be nice.
Yeah.
Fuck. He never loses. He's too OP. And again, that's not for me. That yeah. we've talked about this before. Superman. Mm-hmm, sure. I don't give a shit about Superman. But at least Superman has kryptonite. He didn't have a kryptonite. At one
even
point
then,
I was...
man, he
and even in that second
out.
Yeah.
Even in that second season when he does lose, it's because the car breaks down.
Yeah, yeah, it's not him.
It's not him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they still keep it there.
I kind of had hoped at one point that they would make Mogi his kryptonite, like because at one point they alluded to that. Mm-hmm. He was daydreaming and like he wasn't in there.
Yeah.
But that was just another thing for them to say he might lose because
season two.
And then he wins.
Season two.
Does he lose because of her?
No, but she starts having a major effect on his mentality when it comes yeah. to everything. And that includes when he's behind the wheel.
Yeah. Okay.
She becomes a big factor for him.
Just would have loved them for giving me a hint of that in season one. A little hint of that in season one.
I got a little hint of it.
I didn't get much of it. I didn't get any of that.
You might too if you watch it. So watch
speaking
it.
Of the car, fucking his dad keeps like tinkering with it.
Mm. Yeah.
Like without him knowing.
Yeah.
Isn't that dangerous?
No, because he's fucking making the whole thing like tuned so that it performs better for his races.
But depends on what he's doing.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you're driving this car with such like precision, if something changes in the car and you're not aware of it and you go to drive it in the way you've been used to it, mm-hmm. that could be real dangerous.
Right? Yeah, but he also knows the type of driver that his son is, right? He's all about feel. Like, he's able to adapt to the car.
He's like omnipotent race god. Like, he knows everything that's happening. Yeah. He knows everything can happen. Yeah. He knows everything that will happen.
He races a fucking within his buddy's 8.5 and like smokes the guy, right?
In this show, did he race on the 8.5?
Yeah. Remember, it was those dudes that made
fun of... The dad, you mean, or him?
No, him.
Takumi, I do remember that.
And so...
Yeah.
He doesn't need to have a car that's completely in tune to him.
Sure.
Right? Like
that makes
sense. He adapts to the car.
You're right.
To pull the best performance
in
out
real
of it.
Life, with a real character who isn't super OP, that could be real dangerous. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Yes. And it depends greatly on what you're changing. Because, things, especially with drifting, could throw off everything.
I don't remember what it was that he changed, but I remember right away thinking, like, you shouldn't be doing that, man.
But then there's also some things that are just preventative that are kind of combating, like, natural breakdown of a car that's being driven that hard.
That's true, but that's not what he did.
I know. I'm just saying. Like, they talk about tinkering with it and messing with it. There could be a little bit of that going on as well.
And that's they talked about things like that, preventative maintenance, and like just general wear and tear on your car. Like, at one point they were talking about tires. Mm-hmm. They're talking like, how good can you get? And someone says like, oh, it depends on how much money you have to spend on tires. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh, never thought about that. Yeah. You're fucking your tires up drifting down that hill all day long constantly.
Dude, that's a number one cost. If you want to get into these types of cars, dude, is like, get prepared to be dropping like $600-$800 on a set of tires like every week.
It's much more expensive than guitar strings or bass strings.
Oh my god,
Well, that's why they derive so much status from it. You know what I mean? Is like, they're like, look at what I'm willing to do and what I'm willing to risk to be the best driver. Like,
for sure. I want to talk about the 8.5 because we talked about how funny that was when he thinks he got an 8.6 and he's wrong.
The Levin.
Dude, so funny, man. The Levin. That was really funny. And like, there was a cool scene here that I will say was like a little bit of character for Takumi. He like has a good dude moment, right? Where he like tells the guy like, you know, it's kind of cool. You got a car. I don't have a car.
Yeah.
And that like turned the guy's whole life around. And I was like, I kind of needed him to have one of those moments.
Yeah, he needed to win.
I agree.
Especially because when he went on that date with the girl, like the second date, after the double date, and like he got into the car accident.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's so low on himself. Like, he needed a win.
He needed a win.
He
was
a nice guy at the end of the day, a little pervy, but.
And then he loved his car so much, he might have even fucked his 8.5. Do you know what I mean? Like, he probably loved that car after that. He probably did, yeah. He didn't fuck in the 8.5, but he might have fucked the 8.5. Let's be
honest.
Definitely
did not fuck in it.
The other thing about that car is like, it was a cool mechanism in a way because I knew it was going to get confused with the 8.6. That's the point of writing that car in.
Of course.
And you knew he was going to have to race in it.
Yeah.
So while saying it's a cool mechanism, it also was so painfully predictable that it kind of hurt me. Yeah. Like, all of that, I was like, okay, well, they're going to do this and this and this and this, this. And then that and that and that and that happened.
Yeah.
So again, I liked it. But I like the predictability of it was a little painful for me.
Sure.
And then you talked about the date, dude. When we almost get like a fan service with that girl. Almost a little bit, right? And then he's talking to her. And this is another trope that I fucking hate that I rag on a lot. He's like, I wonder if she's cute or if she has a nice body or if she's beautiful. He literally says those three sentences. And then his next sentence is, as long as she's decent looking. I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that shit, buddy.
That's the joke.
But they do it continuously, dude. They do it. Anime shows are always doing that. It's all about
for sure.
They never say like, I wonder if she's nice, I wonder if we have things in common, I wonder if she'll make me laugh or she'll think I'm funny. They never say that shit, man.
It's a little social commentary, right? Maybe.
I guess so. Yeah,
that's the thing. Like, it's like any high school anime, right? It's always some sort of weird harem. Do you know what a harem is?
Like a bunch of girls.
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
It's
usually like one guy, like a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
And the guy's always oblivious.
Yeah.
Right? So there's always a formula of some sort.
For sure. For sure.
That, and usually, like, I find if you can kind of accept it.
Oh, okay.
and move away from it a little bit and focus more on what the anime actually has to offer.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of what the anime had to offer, some of the race, like, again, the 8.5 being a mechanism for giving him a new disadvantage. Mm-hmm. Some of those disadvantages were like promising.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as far as I'll say about them to their benefit. And the one I'm talking about specifically is the duct tape death match.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which is pretty much Edward 40 hands, except for you can't steer instead of you can't pee. Yeah. Right?
Was that not pretty high,
though? At first, it was.
It's gum tape.
And it was had, again, really good potential. But I think they missed an opportunity because he beats it by just still steering.
Yeah, and almost breaking his...
almost dislocating his wrist. But I'm like, just dislocate the wrist. How much better would that have been? Showing how much he's willing to sacrifice. You know what I mean? Instead, he just, like, still drove.
And then he also learns a new way of driving by not having to steer as much.
That's true. Okay, I'll give you that one. Yeah. And also in that race, you knew the dude was going to go for the bump. Mm-hmm. They set it up, undeniably.
Yeah.
And he does. And you also knew Takumi was going to get out of it, and he does.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's
telegraphed. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that like everything. Yeah.
And a lot of it is.
And then there's a car crash because of the bump, which there weren't a lot of in the show, and also like no bad ones. Like wreck one car, please. It's a show about street racing, right?
Well, that was the thing. I thought that they were setting up. Dude in the red car, I forget his name.
The guy who did the bump.
Yeah. I thought they were setting him up for a much more violent crash.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. More violent end, and he. Yeah. I think he got away really easy, but
they all did.
I do know like his story kind of continues on as well, and the Knight Kids in particular, like always, kind of have the bit of.
They're the reckless crew. They've got. If anyone's going to crash, it's them.
And they got a bit of infighting going on as well amongst their ranks, right?
I did see that. You're right.
Because Nakazato isn't necessarily respected by everybody in the Knight Kids.
That's true. Even
though he's the leader and has the sickest car in the whole.
Yeah,
show.
That's true. Well, I don't. I mean, I assume that that's true.
The black car. Yeah, it's a nice.
I believe
car.
You. Yeah. about the wreck. Like, I just feel like they could have killed the guy, and it would have made the show better. Why not? Like, give me some grit. It's a show about street racing. We established at the beginning, you even said that street racing is kind of seedy. Yeah. There's drugs involved, right? There's, like, gangs involved.
Like I said, I was expecting it to.
There was no seedy element.
It's still a shonen at the end of the day, though.
Seinen.
Is it a seinen?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to say slice of life because it's just so plain and real, but I don't know fucking shit that I'm talking about. because to me, there's, like, it felt like Beck. It's like a slice of life on a topic.
Basically, yeah. Okay, here. Yeah. Anything they didn't do, well, like on the hill racing, was slice of life.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the beach, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking hanging out at the gas station, checking out the guy's new car, making fun of him, going back to the beach again, and like all that shit. It's like that's very slice of life.
Okay, sure. What's the term for the racing part? Like, there's a term for that kind of genre
of like car racing anime?
No, I don't know. What is you said seinen?
Seinen is
for like young
slightly
adults.
Older shonen.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Shonen would be like teenagers, like maybe 15 and under, 16 and under.
I see what you're saying.
Seinen is like 16 to like 25.
Okay, because it's racing and it's not magic.
It's
for once.
This was targeted at people who could drive.
How do you know it's not magic? Maybe Takumi's magic.
Honestly, this show's too boring for that. they didn't take any risks. They didn't write anything interesting, so I know they're not gonna write magic into it.
Now the cigarettes that Takumi's dad smokes are magic, and that's how he knows so much about racing.
Yeah,
that's why he's a chain smoker.
I mean, you know how much I like call you out for like making shit up. That's what's happening here. But also, like, I fucking wish. Yeah. I wish, dude. I mean, at least Beck had the weird dog.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's not a normal life.
Frankenstein dog isn't normal.
Do you know what I mean? It's blue at one point and spotted. That's not real life. Okay, so let's move on to the next interesting thing in the plot. And I say interesting with a grain of salt, please. Is Mako and that whole arc.
That's my favorite arc, man.
I mean, you get a fan service, so that explains why you like
it. It's not the fan service. It's because it has the most realistic portrayal of what it would be to find somebody you really like and then not know what to do when you find out that, A, your pride and your ego is hurt because they're a better driver than you. And then you also have the whole fact that you're a young adult who doesn't even know how to speak to women.
Yeah.
And like,
which he fucking didn't.
He didn't. And he gets all up in his head about it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and he we've been there. Like, it was young adults. Like, you get all up in your head. Oh, maybe they're thinking this. Maybe they're thinking that.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then he doesn't go and you have your boss tell you you're a fucking idiot and you need to go see this girl.
Yeah, I'll give you the humiliation aspect. Yeah. I did get a little bit of that because you're right. She fucking owned him, dude. She owned him so hard. Yeah. She's like, leads him on. And then she's like, actually, I want to race Takumi, but I'll fuck you for it.
dude.
Like, really? Yeah. And not just, I'll fuck you, but like, I'll give you my virginity for it.
Yeah.
I'll give you my virginity
when she
to race your friend.
When she
to race your friend.
Dude, like, when she dropped that that part of the deal,
yeah,
the record scratch that went on in my
immediately,
brain.
Immediately, yeah, me as well, dude.
And I was just like, oh my God, yeah. Jordy is going to fucking lose his mind
I
over that.
Lost it, dude. I couldn't handle it. Because, like, honestly, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Who writes that and thinks that's like a good thing to write into a show?
And yeah. And the crazy thing is, like, she almost tries to like clarify later what yeah. she meant and but how like it didn't kind of come out right.
But she doesn't change it.
She doesn't really do a good enough job.
Goes, by the way, when I offered you my virginity to race Takumi, what I meant is I'll fuck you for the first time I've ever fucked anyone to race your friend.
Yeah, no, like, but she said that like I didn't want it to be a deal. She's like, I actually do like you. I want you to be my first.
Yeah,
she does.
You're right. She did say that.
Yeah,
she did say that. Yeah. Anyways, that was fucking crazy, dude. And I'll here's another thing, another easy opportunity they missed, because he could have lost to her quietly mm-hmm. without ruining his reputation,
mm-hmm.
without anybody knowing
mm-hmm.
she was going to quit from racing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No one was there to witness the race.
Mm-hmm.
If he had lost to her, how good of a win would that have been for him?
Yeah.
Or how good a loss would that have been?
Yeah.
He could still go through the mental turmoil of working through mm-hmm. it without having to affect how he looks to all the other racers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I should have written this show.
No. But also, it would have made sense, too, because it was a new mountain for him. Like, he wasn't familiar.
Exactly.
Like,
well, I mean, every race had its reason why he could lose.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't give a shit about that. I'm sorry, but like, again, he could have lost in this one and it would have been believable, and mm-hmm. it would have been, everything would have worked out for him in the end, still the same. Mm-hmm. They could have kept going with the same show. Yeah. They just chose not to because they don't make hard choices in the show.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the final race.
Final race.
And then we're almost done. By this time, I'm checked out. I'm 99% sure Takumi will win, and he does.
Uh-huh.
They build Ryusuke up so hard, mm-hmm. but it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? And of course it's going to be close in the end, mm-hmm. but that doesn't matter either. Of course he went. He's going to win. There's that wiener kid who challenges him to a race, rain in the race.
He was a wiener.
And all that served was to just delay the inevitable. It was just another race for Takumi to win. It didn't make mm-hmm. a difference to me at all. Jay mm-hmm. probably has opinions otherwise.
For me, if there was one race that he should have lost, that would have made the series or the first stage is the final race.
Honestly, if he loses the final race, I want to see what happens in season two.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, if he lost that final race, I would have been like, okay, he's got to get his shit back together now.
Because how badly do you want to watch the next season when the first season ends on a cliffhanger?
Yeah.
You need to know.
Exactly.
You need to know how it resolves.
Yeah.
There was nothing for me to need to know how to resolve.
Not to mention, like, when you look at, like, how, what is it, Ryusuke?
Ryusuke.
Yeah, Ryusuke. Yeah. He has so much fucking data.
Yeah.
Like crazy data. And then he like takes his car and like takes away horsepower.
Yeah, that was a weird move.
Right? Like,
I mean, you knew it was methodical and calculated, and you knew it was because he knew that's how he's gonna have the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But like, from a person who doesn't know about cars, I'm like,
that's he's handicapping himself.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Part of me actually thought if he was doing it on purpose and he wanted out.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
I'm
no.
Yeah.
But you know what? Ultimately, you know, you're set up for one hell of a rematch, which you know is eventually going to happen one day. And you know that Ryosuke is going to gather all the data he needs to, and he's going to reevaluate. And then also, again, this leaves the door open for his younger brother, Keisuke, to maybe step up and avenge his brother. And all of a sudden, you're getting all these reasons to watch season two. And I think that's fucking awesome. But there's just so many reasons to watch a season two. And not just season one. I love that about this show.
I'm not going to repeat my opinion again. I can't repeat it again. We all know how I feel about it. We'll leave it at that. Anyways, he wins the race. The end.
The end.
Oh, he like learns this skill about driving in the gutter.
Yeah, that was like,
which so I googled. Early. It's a thing.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's like almost impossible to do.
Yeah. You have to be really fucking good.
But while I'm watching it, I was like, the gutter? I was like, okay. But
gutter,
not
trash.
A car guy, not a racing guy. Yeah. It just seemed like a weird way to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wins.
Yeah.
And that's it.
All right. So why don't we end it off there?
Yeah.
What's your rating?
I gave it a 4 out of 10, dude.
4? That's actually pretty good.
I did say up top, dude, there's reasons why I didn't hate this show. I just don't know what the reasons are.
what I will say is like this has a vibe about it that is super 90s.
Yeah.
It is super comforting almost to like the kid in me and like
The nostalgia is there.
It is the nostalgia for sure.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I didn't watch it as a kid. Yeah. You know what I mean? I didn't watch this until I was like in my teens. So like I didn't watch it when I was like, this came out when I was 7. You know what I mean? I didn't watch it for a very long time after that. So I don't have those feelings, but it's still like it fires that kind of thing up in me.
Sure.
Like,
okay.
You know, and then obviously, like, again, if you're into cars, like,
that's another thing
that's,
for sure.
That's going to definitely affect your rating. Yeah. I was expecting you to like hate across the board.
Yeah.
The fact that there's something about this show that you can't explain that you kind of like.
I don't know what it is.
I love that. Yeah. That is honestly best case scenario for me. Okay. I don't give a fuck about your rating.
Hell yeah.
The fact that you see a little sliver of magic in this that you can't explain.
Uh-huh. Bro, something.
That, you know what? Yeah. That was Dragon Maid for me too, right?
Yeah.
What you're feeling right now?
You wished for me for Dragon Maid.
I wish that you had that. But I'm sorry, I'll take it on this one.
Do you want to know something? I'll give you though. There's, for some reason, of all the shows we've watched, like sometimes I think of Dragon Maid for some reason. It just pops into my head.
I love that.
I don't know how I feel about it, but like that, maybe we'll like go back and posthumously give it one more point for that.
Whoa, that's a 3 out of 10.
Yeah, that's 3 out of 10.
I don't know.
It just lingers in your brain.
Yeah. I know it's a 3 out of 10 because I remember very specifically that you gave it to.
Yeah.
I'll never forget.
Okay. Well, you can change it to 3. Okay. What do you think, buddy?
For me? I see, this is the hard part. If you asked me, like,
yeah, I need the pre-rating.
Yeah, my pre-rating would have been like an 8.5.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, because...
From a non-car guy.
Because there was also, like, back then, I loved racing games, and I loved the fact that, you know...
It was like a racing video game in show form.
Exactly, right? Yeah. And there's still a certain level of excitement, especially as a kid, you know, and that kind of notoriety and the bravado of, like, you know, the machismo, if you want, want to say,
no,
right?
There's that element in racing no matter what.
Yeah, that's right? The thing, right? Which was just super cool as a kid. So pre-rewatch, it was an 8.5.
Post-rewatch?
Oh, man.
It's rough. I gave it like a 6.5. 6. Okay.
That's not that bad.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, you're not dropping down to me levels.
No. I would never go down to your level, man. You fucking rude.
Fucking rude.
It's one of those like... I wish I just didn't watch it and just had the feeling of the nostalgia. Oh,
man. I'm going to guess Jay's rating, 9 out of 10, because we don't give 10s.
No, you know what? Like, listen, dude, I was pretty preoccupied this episode shooting down your criticisms because, like...
Because I had a lot of them.
You had a lot of them, and, like, I
will say, sorry,
I don't like a lot of the ones that you had.
And like, to interject, I will say that, like, there were a couple big ones that I just couldn't get past that I probably said, like, 100 fucking times this show.
Yes.
And I'm sorry for that, but I just, they're, like, I couldn't get past
that. Listen, but it's one of those shows, and if people want, you know, to give this a chance, or if people just gave this a chance, there's going to be people that agree with you, man.
Probably.
100%. Mm-hmm. There's going to be people that wanted fucking more out of this first season that are just not going to care.
I can't be that unique.
No, you're probably not.
I honestly.
Oh. Rude. Fucking rude.
Jordy, you're a dime a dozen, man. Honestly, we could replace you with the snap of a finger.
Okay. I'm out. Peace.
No, but I do see there are definitely issues with the show.
Sure.
And I don't think it's perfect.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a 7.5.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, purely based off of the vibe, the a lot of the visuals I really liked.
Yeah.
I love that old school animation. I love the fucking cars to death. Obviously, you guys know that now.
Totally.
And, oh, I knew that for her. I knew this was going to be a heated one for
Jay. I didn't know that until you told me we were watching the show.
And yeah, I don't know. Just like, fuck. If Tokyo Drift is your favorite Fast and Furious movie,
go
watch this anime. That's all I'll say.
It's
true. And I feel like there's a lot of you out there who agree that that's the best Fast and Furious
movie. Funny enough, the only one scene that always reminds me of this anime in Tokyo Drift is when the dude drifts around the two girls, like circling and circling, and then gets the number.
Hell yeah.
I think I've only seen the first Fast and Furious movie. And I don't remember it at all.
I mean, Fast and the Furious now is fucking
The Rock.
Ridiculous.
Actually, I would watch it now because I like The Rock.
Yeah, but, like, they're fucking taking Rock, like, they're like deflecting rockets off of their cars after they jump off of shit.
It's,
like,
yeah, it's not even really about the cars anymore.
It's not about racing. It's just about crazy CGI stunts that they can do.
And that sounds like a better movie to me.
That's an awful fucking movie. But with Fast and Furious, like when that first movie dropped,
yeah,
people loved cars all of a sudden. Like,
for sure.
Growing up, when that first movie came out, all of a sudden everybody was like, whoa, cool car. You neon lights under your car. That's fucking
totally
sick.
All my friends have
now
the fucking undercarriage
lights. Now you can also buy
lights.
Neon lights off of Amazon.
Look at our glow up. Mikey's super proud of it. He worked really hard on it.
But like Fast and Furious kind of did that for North America with the whole tuner scene. But like this did it in Japan just like years before.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, makes sense.
Big impact on this show and... You know, again, for the culture, definitely check it out. And if you like cars, definitely check it out.
Totally. I agree with everything he's saying right now.
And one more thing you'll probably agree with, that if you like this this anime and you like cars, I got a print.
Hell yeah.
I just made as well that you can check out on my site, as well as these hoodies that I got done up. Okay. This is the Night Kids one. I got one for the Night Kids. I got one for the Red Suns. Mm-hmm. And I got one for the Akina... God, what is their team name?
Race people.
Race stars,
Fast
I think.
Fast people.
Yeah, anyways. if you want to be a fast person, wear one of these hoodies and buy a print. But yeah, check it out on hangar91.bigcartel.com. Mm-hmm.
They're clean as hell. As much as I didn't like the show and don't give a shit about cars, I would wear the shit out of those clothes, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Any day.
Yeah.
The fucking merch is heads out bang there. On. All you car guys out there as well, like, you want that on your shop wall. You know you do.
It fucking is tight. It's tight as hell. I kind of want it on my wall. I don't even give a shit. There you go. Yeah, it'll remind me of how much I angered Jay in this episode.
I think it brought us closer together.
Yeah. I'm going to draw big X's on mine, like regular X over everything.
I'll kill you.
I would never do that. Oh, man. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Wait. Before, where can people find you?
Yeah, you guys. I was going to get to that.
You guys need your plugs?
Yeah.
Plug away.
So where can they find you?
Reaching in on Instagram. I'm there doing stuff sometimes. You can see me.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram at Korean Barbecue 86.
You remembered it this time.
I know, I did.
Good job.
I actually, to be honest with you, I almost didn't know. there was an 86 at the end or not.
I'm proud of you for remembering. You made the right choice. Yeah. All right, guys. So don't forget, like, subscribe, give us a rating, please, if you enjoyed this. It would mean a hell of a lot.
Yes. We love you.
We fucking love you.
Bye, Shweebs.
See you later, Shweebs.
See you guys.